original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, with your host, David Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. How's it going, guys? Every Sunday here on LATalkRadio.com, the best internet talk station in the world. Actually, would you agree?
Yeah,
for sure. How's it going, guys? This is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends on LATalkRadio.com. I'm your host, David Cohen, and we're here for you every single Sunday from 1 to 2 Pacific Standard Time. It's the best. We're here to talk to you, to help you out. As you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything that is on your mind and anything and everything that you want to talk about. You send me emails at teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. Once again, that's teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. I get your emails and I read them on the show. Every single Sunday, we have a different topic that applies to your life, my life, hosts' lives, our in-studio guests' lives, and just everybody's life as one collective consciousness life. Heyo.
It's a lot of lives.
It's a lot of lives. It's like 6.5 billion lives.
Yeah, it's like 7.
It's like
6.7.
Oh, is it 6.7?
No.
Heyo. Pooped on.
In like 08, it was 6.7.
No. For sure.
It's more like.
Alright, guys. Well, my beautiful in studio guests today are Jeffrey Heller.
Hey.
Heyo. What up, Jeff?
What up?
And first time on the show, we have Wednesday.
Hey, guys.
How are you, Wednesday?
I'm amazing. How are you?
Hey, amazing. Good to hear. That's amazing. Super swell.
She is amazing.
Dude, amazing.
Amazing, right?
Fantastic.
We're all just good here. If you guys want to call in live on the show, you can do so, 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815. That's what's up. So, guys, today on the show, as some of you know, some of you may not know, because we do post it on our Facebook, Teen Trends, just so Facebook search Teen Trends, you can find us. We're talking about using the new year. Well, obviously it's a new year. Hey, happy new year, everybody.
Happy new year.
Yeah, happy new year.
So, that's enthusiastic. We're using the new year as an opportunity to reflect on the things that we've messed up in the past. In the year 2010, we look back. We're going to do a little reminiscing on the show today. We're going to look back. We're going to answer some emails that people sent us. And we're going to talk about, you know, how to view your mistakes and how to learn and grow from your mistakes. Because that's what we do here at Teen Trends. We just help you grow. And we grow with you. We're like two little seeds together that are being planted in this... this beautiful garden of life. It's being watered by the water and then the sun.
David's New Year's resolution is to not do drugs anymore.
You know what, Jeffrey? I, for the record, don't do drugs.
I know. I was making a funny.
Yeah, you were. So was I with the seed.
Right, exactly.
See, didn't you guys? Two little beautiful plants. Growing in a fur. We have fun here in the studio. Alright, guys. So, I'm going to start out with people's the 10 top New Year's resolution for people. Check it. About to wreck it. Put it in prospective. Top 10 new top 10 New Year's resolutions on the internet. New Year's Eve has always been a time for looking back at the past and, more importantly, forward to the coming year. It's a time to reflect on the changes we want or need to make and resolve the following through on those changes. Right? So, number one, spend more time with family and friends. See, and this is top 10 polls off of the interwebs.
Yeah. That should be number one anyways.
Yeah, it should. Agreed.
That's a good one.
Thanks, Wins Day. So spend more time with family and friends. Recent polls conducted by General Nutrition Centers. Quicken. Yeah, I know. What?
What?
Hey, it's good. Quicken and others shows that more than 50% of Americans vow to appreciate loved ones and spend more time with family and friends this year. Heyo, good for you.
I wonder where the poll is that says how many people stick with that.
Oh, touche. I actually think we have something about how to stick, how to keep your New Year's resolutions. We'll get into that later in the show. Mm. We're going to do that. Fit and fitness. The evidence is in for fitness. Regular exercise has been associated with more health benefits than anything else known to man. Studies show that it reduces the risk of some cancers, increases longevity, helps achieve and maintain weight loss, enhance mood, lowers blood pressure, and even improves arthritis. In short, exercise keeps you healthy and makes you look and feel better. Hey guys, let's go do some exercise.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was a pretty hefty flight of stairs we climbed.
What? It was quite the flight of stairs to climb to get to here, where we are at this moment. And I'm not just talking, like an actual flight of stairs. We're talking life. We're talking about.
Oh, is that what you were?
I was trying to be deep. I don't.
Well, I mean, if you want to be deep, we actually didn't climb stairs. We took an elevator. And so, I feel like that would be a far more apt metaphor for all intents and purposes.
Yeah.
It's just a button you push.
I love Jeffrey.
Straight up.
I'm in love with him.
I don't know how to respond. On live air. Other than, will you marry me?
Ah! Yes, Jeffrey, I will. Number four, quit smoking. Heyo, I know that I'm part of that one. I'm going to be out in the open.
I thought you quit already.
Yeah, I did. And then nicotine is quite...
Satan?
Quite straight up. Nicotine is of the devil.
No, it is Lucifer incarnate.
Straight up, dude. So, I quit smoking for a little bit and then... a dear friend of mine was like, hey, dude, want a cigarette? I was like, bro, you're breaking my bowels. he's like, dude, okay. And then it was just down the drain from there. But hey-o, I'm back down and I'm on the journey of quitting. And yes, my voice cracks.
Well, congratulations on on both those things.
Thanks, man. So quitting smoking. If you have resolved to make this year that you stamp out your smoking habit, over-the-counter availability of nicotine replacement therapy now provides easier access to proven quit smoking aids. So they're proven.
Quit smoking aids?
No. It's proven quit smoking aids. Like they're like aids. They like help.
Oh, help.
Like first aid.
The helper. Okay.
Jeffrey.
I'm sorry.
Here's an AIDS bag of sack. Take it. Even if you've tried to quit before and failed, don't let it get you down. On average, smokers try about four times before they quit for good. Start enjoying the rest of your smoke-free life.
For just really quickly. For me, I'm in the process of quitting smoking as well for... for singing purposes.
Right.
Just this really helped me a lot. The actual craving for a cigarette only lasts 10 to 15 seconds.
Truth.
So if you could hold it on
Truth.
For that long. It'll just go away.
True.
You'll be chilling.
We actually have a caller on the air. We're going to take this. How's it going? You are on the air live, Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. Who are we speaking to?
Hey, what's up? It's Alex.
Oh, hey, my gosh. Alex. What up, Alex? How are you?
You know, I'm just listening to the live radio, and it's really chill.
That's super dang.
You are really chill, Alex.
You are super chill, Alex. Thanks for listening to live radio. What can we help you with today? What would you like to talk about today?
Happy New Year, by the way.
I actually
Happy New
have, Year. Like, kind of an embarrassing sexual question.
Cool. We
go for it. Alex, you live with us? Hello?
Alex.
Alex, are you live on the air with us here at Teen Trends with Dave and Friends?
You guys, we lost Alex.
I think we lost Alex.
Sorry.
We were about to send out a search team.
Yeah, straight up.
Search and rescue.
Can I please talk to Wednesday?
You may. I'm going to pass the microphone to Wednesday. There you go.
Oh, hey, Alex.
Hey, what's up? How's your radio going?
Great, Alex. Thanks for asking.
All right, Alex, can we help you with something today? Or are you just calling to say hello? We do have a lot to get to today, Alex. So. Alrighty, sweetie. If you have a question and you can, you know, bring the laughter together. I know it's exciting being on live air. But, you know, we're going to. Please call us back if you gather yourself. Thank you very much. Well, we always love laughter here at Teen Trends with Dave and Friends.
What is this girl?
I hope Alex is okay.
Maybe she just called to share her laughter.
You know what? We love laughter here at Teen Trends with Dave and Friends.
Thank you, Alex, for calling and laughing with us.
Okay. So, quitting smoking. Jeffrey, go on.
I have nothing else to say.
With your smoking and the quitting.
Oh, well, the 15-second whole deal. Very quick, very easy. If you can get over that 15 seconds, super sweet.
Yeah.
Another thing is you can't... I'm not so keen on quitting via... I don't think weaning off of a drug is very good.
What do you mean, like titration?
Yeah, I don't think titration is... I mean, for certain things, yes. But for cigarettes, it's best to be cold turkey. You gotta make the choice
to no longer partake in this activity.
And,
I do.
And a good thing is, like, you have to replace it with something else. Like, my vocal coach, smoked cigarettes for 30 years. And, when he quit to cold turkey and just decided he didn't want to do it anymore. And, every day, if he didn't have a cigarette, he would go out to the store and, as he would say it, I would just indulge. and he would spend like $5 or $6 or whatever he would have spent on a pack of cigarettes that
right,
day and
right.
just buy himself, I don't know, salt and pepper shakers or a birthday card for himself or just something that was cheap that he thought was nice and it was like a gift to himself for not smoking.
That's super dope.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. That's really cool. That's wonderful. So number five, enjoy life more. Don't we all? Don't we all have to enjoy life a little bit more?
I would just say so.
Yeah. You know, enjoy life more. Given the hectic, stressful lifestyles of millions of Americans, it is no wonder that enjoying life more has become a popular resolution in recent years. It's an important step to a happier and healthier you. Right?
Right.
For sure. Okay, number six, quit drinking. Yes, Jeffrey. Jeffrey.
Continue.
No, absolutely. While many people use the new year as an incentive to finally stop drinking, most are not equipped to make such a drastic lifestyle change all at once. Many heavy drinkers fail to quit cold turkey, but do much better when they taper gradually, right? Or even learn to moderate their drinking, right?
Yeah.
Kind of like what you were talking about. Here's the thing, which I have a parallel to that. As I'm in the process of quitting smoking, I feel that, you know, I wake up and I want that morning cigarette more than anything, and which I haven't had, by the way, for the record, listeners. Yeah, Snaps for David. Okay, so I really want that morning cigarette, but I find that if I don't smoke the morning cigarette, then I feel better and I feel like I've accomplished something within me. You know, I feel like I've hit a new stepping stone of, you know, I feel like I just want to go cold turkey. So I guess, you know, kind of like the drinking, I don't know.
I mean, the irony about that is if it's a New Year's resolution, you're probably
drunk
on the first day in which you're supposed to not be drinking.
Yeah, touche.
So,
yeah, for sure. No, for sure. Number seven, get out of debt. Was money a big source of stress in your life last year? That's all I have to ask.
That's a great
one. Isn't it?
That's a great
one. Isn't it, though? Learn something new. You have vowed to make this year the year to learn something new? Have you vowed to make this year the year to learn something new? I have. I know I have. You know, I view... I know I have. I view, you know, every day an opportunity to learn something new. I think that, you know, we're putting this experience to, you know, be blessed with the ability to learn.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I woke up... I don't really have a New Year's resolution, but then I woke up yesterday and I was like, I really want to learn. And so... You know, I started teaching myself elementary statistics.
Yeah, Jeffrey. I think you're being facetious.
I think we should try to spell that word because I don't know how.
Okay. Mad love. Number nine. Help others. A popular non-selfish New Year's resolution, volunteerism, can take many forms. Whether you choose to spend time helping out at your local library, mentoring a child, or building a house, there are many non-profit volunteer organizations that could really use your help. Number 10, get organized. Touche. On just about every New Year resolution, top 10 list organization can be a very reasonable goal, whether you want your home organized enough that you can invite someone over on a whim, or your office organized enough that you can find the stapler when you need it. These tips and resources should get you started on the way to a more organized life. Touche! Absolutely. Now, we're going to get a little bit down and dirty. Okay, we're going to get to the point. See, I just spit those New Year's resolutions so, you know, people have a good basis of understanding of, you know, the you know, average New Year's resolutions and, you know, stick with them, do whatever. So we're going to get down to this real show topic, you know. Like, the thing about Teen Trends with Dave and Friends is... It's Jeffrey's looking at me silly while he... Just stop. Stop it, Jeffrey.
The thing about Teen Trends is that we digress a lot.
We digress, but, you know, it's funny, and we love it. And you love it. That's why you listen, you know. So the thing about Teen Trends, no, but really, is, you know, we're real people. We don't come... Excuse my French. We don't come with you, you know... We don't come to you with, you know, bullshit. It's not like, you know, oh, you know, this is the way to do it. You know, we have had experiences very similar to yours, and we just have been blessed with the opportunity to convey it. So we're going to talk about real experiences, and we're going to talk about this show, or like what I really came on the show for, what we all came on the show for today, which is... Messing up in 2010, learning from your mistakes, how you perceive your mistakes, and what you're going to do about it in 2011. Truth. Jeffrey, would you like to start?
Yeah, well, I'd like to start by saying that I don't make mistakes.
And, Jeffrey's
and
perfect.
I'm perfect.
Yes. Yes, Jeff. Touche.
No, JK Lol. I have this piece of butterscotch in my mouth.
It's so good. No, we're gonna do it.
It's delicious.
All right. So your mistakes, Jeffrey.
Yeah, I haven't really pondered. See, like I feel like when you have a mistake, you have to, by definition of what a mistake is, you have to have some sense of regret towards that decision or whatever.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, regret. I have this philosophy, you know, like, never regret anything.
But... Right, I was going to say the same thing. Not so much, like, as a philosophy to remind myself or to force upon others, but that's just like how I feel.
Right.
I just I just can't regret anything because it's
right.
It's
perfect.
It's perfect. It's perfect already. And if I hadn't done the silliness in the past, then I wouldn't be here now.
Exactly. But here's the thing. But it's what silliness, if you don't want to share, that's fine.
Right.
But what silliness did you do and how did you learn from it? And what, by doing the silliness, did it lead you at this moment? Did it teach you something that you are glad to be taught?
Certainly. Okay, yeah. Okay, this isn't so much a 2010 thing, so much as like 2008 through 2010.
Go for it.
But for a while I was, I would question things too much.
Okay.
When you ask a question that has no answer, if God created everything, who created God? And then when you, like, really think about that, your mind implodes.
Yeah.
And so there's... You're just, your whole reality is just like, oh, ah, penis. So I fell into despair and got really bummed out about that.
Right.
And a couple months ago, I was writing and I just put my pencil down. And I started thinking, I was about to go to sleep. And I realized, why was I asking these questions? Because it was deterring me from being able to live life,
right,
and to be happy and to really experience things, because I was focusing so hard on trying to be this objective observer and be super wise and see things as they were and ask all these crazy outlandish questions that haven't been answered for tens of thousands of years,
right.
and it was to no avail. And I realized that it's just like way better to, I don't think that man was built for thought. I think he was built for life.
Right.
And
for sure.
Yeah. I mean, like you can make thought your business and do well in it. But
yeah.
It's like the Damien quote or Steppenwolf quote by Hermann Hesse, and it's like man was not built for water. He was built for the solid earth. And then he goes on talking about thinking and living, and says man was not built for thought, he was built for life. But he can do things with thought and go very far in it, but he has bartered the solid earth for the water all the same.
Right.
And one day he will drown. And that is totally true.
Right.
Totally true.
Touche.
So, yeah.
Touche. Snaps for Jeffrey.
Snaps for Jeffrey.
Hello. Wednesday.
Yes.
Would you like touche?
Sure, why not?
Sure, why not? Go for it.
Okay, well.
Just go on.
So Jeff was just saying, I don't really regret anything that I did in 2010.
Okay.
It wasn't, terrible, but, yeah, everybody does their little silly things that you need to learn from.
For sure.
In 2011, I don't know, I just, at the beginning of the year of 2010, didn't have my beliefs and, my priorities in line,
right.
And going throughout that entire year, coming into 2011, I'm in a way better place. Mentally, physically, spiritually, everything is great.
For sure.
So
that's
wonderful.
Dank. Yeah. Agreed. Myself, I feel as if I'm entitled to share.
Oh, David, wait, no, stop. David.
Yo.
What did you regret from 2010?
Please.
No, here's the thing. I once again didn't regret anything.
Right.
I have the same belief system.
Yeah.
I can't regret, as you said. But after coming out of the experience and then looking back on, how I acted. Or, the things that I did, my actions, looking back on it and, saying, why did I do that? Why did I hurt that person in that way? Or, what did I learn from it? There's been, quite some experiences in 2010. live radio here. The thing about it is, like, I can't really go into detail, but there were some, you know, specific things to where I really messed up and I really hurt my close friends, like people that I consider to be my brothers, and my sisters, you know. I am an only child, but but people that I consider to be my family, I had, you know, done some stupid things and really, really hurt some other people. And then, you know, they came to me and they, you know, just like hands in the air, like, really, what? And I was just like face palm, like, right? No, no, like straight, just like, I am so sorry. Like, and, you know, doing this, having this experience and then, you know, seeing the way that they reacted to my actions. And I clearly knew that before, you know, I did what I did, that it would hurt the people that I care about most. I knew it, you know, but I still went ahead and did it, because you could call it ego, you could call it, you know, an emotion of sorts, but no matter what, you know, you call it, it's still, you know, it's still going against what you know will affect other people in a negative way. And I guess what I'm learning is, you know, in 2011, I felt a big shift within myself. To be honest, even yesterday, I felt a large shift within myself, and I find this shift to be a new opportunity of vision, a new opportunity of, you know, mind vision, of perception, in the sense of, I realize that as, you know, an 18-year-old male, I've experienced many, many a things that I am proud to experience, and I'm happy that I've experienced, and other experiences that, you know, some I could have done without and made different choices, but all those have led me up to this moment, and I realize that now, you know, and I'm taking that as an opportunity to blossom, in a sense, you know, not to sound like some hippie shit, but, like, you know, straight just like blossom, you know, like, this is 2011 is another year closer to
2012.
We'll see what happens then.
You know, and to beauty and just excitement and laughter, and that is me. There you go. Done, son.
Congratulations.
Beautiful.
Congratulations. Okay, so here we go. I also got this other thing. It's, 10 simple ways to save yourself from messing up your life. I know it sounds silly, but it's true. It's true. 10 different ways to save yourself from messing up your life. And this is, you know, this is the foundation for, you know, listeners to listen to, and then, you know, maybe start building the foundation of the year 2011. Maybe if you're listening, this could possibly help. One, stop taking so much notice of how you feel. How you feel is how you feel. It'll pass suit. What you're thinking is what you're thinking. It'll go too. You can also control your thoughts. You know, like, you can control the way you think. If you're sad, honestly, it's up to you to when you want to be happy. Something like that. So that's pretty much just, you know, stop taking so much notice of how you feel. Number two, let go of worrying. It often makes things worse. The more you think about something bad, the more likely it is to happen. Because you manifest it. You know, thoughts are things. You bring it to you. People have, you know, some people question that, whatever. That's completely fine. That you are 100% entitled to your beliefs, and what works for you, you know, works for me, as well as what works for you, if that made sense. But basically, like, you know, thoughts are things. What you put out is what you get back. That's what I believe. And I, myself, in my life, and I've had many, many experiences in which that is applied. So stop worrying. Let it go. Just know that everything's going to be okay. Love the moment. Ease up on the internal life commentary. If you want to be happy, stop telling yourself you're miserable. People are always telling themselves how they feel, what they're thinking, what others feel about them. You know, most of it's imagination. The rest is equal parts and lies and misunderstandings, you know, and even subconscious fears. You know what I'm saying? Number four, take notice of your inner critic. Judging yourself is pointless. And judging others is just stupid. Because it's actually psychologically proven if you're judging others, you know, if you're seeking to judge others, that's actually something within yourself that you're lacking.
But what if you know, there's like the freeway, and you're just like, oh, I'm gonna run into that freeway because I'm sad and bummed about life. But then your inner critic is like, don't do that.
Wait, what do you mean run into that freeway? Oh, like a human being running in.
Or for you example, like, oh, I'm gonna have that cigarette. It's gonna be great.
Right.
And your inner critic is like, don't do that.
Don't do that.
So is that really
then
judging?
Do you listen to your inner?
No. Well, we're talking about judging other people.
Ah ha 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 ha.
We're talking about like Jeffrey. If I saw you walking, and I would like, oh, that guy has really
striking features.
No way, Jeff. You're ugly. I'm just kidding, Jeffrey. You are probably one of the most beautiful human beings I've kissed.
That's only half true. That's only half true.
I've never kissed you. Oh, well, maybe a few times.
It.
What?
Take the probably out.
No, but I'm talking about... High five. I'm talking about, like, if you were to walk down the street and I were to look at you and be like, right. Oh, he wears glasses. What a four eyes. Ha! Four eyes. But in actuality, you know, it's me and...
Don't you wear
my problem? Yes, I wear glasses. Thank you, Wednesday.
You hypocrite.
But I'm saying, like, the reason why I would be judging you, this is what we're talking about. The reason right. why I would be judging you for wearing glasses is because, in reality, I can't see that well. And I'm just like, oh, you know, I really want to wear glasses, but I feel like if I wear glasses, I'll be called a four eyes. But I look at you and I'm like, oh, four eyes. But really, I'm looking at, like, a blurred vision, and you're looking at me perfectly. You're just going, like, that guy should get some glasses because he's pointing the other direction. He's not pointing at me. I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel what you're saying.
For sure. Okay, so number five, give up on feeling guilty. Guilt changes nothing. It may make you feel you're accepting responsibility, but it can't produce anything new in your life. If you feel guilty about something you've done, either do something to put it right, or accept you screwed up and try not to do it again. Let it go. If you are feeling guilty about what someone else did, see a psychiatrist. You know? There you go.
Yeah.
See a psychiatrist?
See a psychiatrist.
Actually, no. I would say don't see a psychiatrist.
If you are feeling guilty
see
about...
See a therapist.
See a therapist. True
yeah,
debt.
Not a psychiatrist.
Hardcore.
Not
hardcore.
A psychiatrist.
I completely actually agree with you. See... I'm not a big fan of prescribed medications. Psychiatrists can prescribe prescribed medications. You know, they work for some people. I personally have never, you know, been prescribed. You know, I mean, I've had antibiotics before, but even that, I'm not too,
even that. No, yeah. I mean, like prescription drugs. It's like, it's. And unfortunately, it's just as mysterious as our food.
Yeah, straight
like,
up.
Like, what's in it? Well, we don't know, and we're not worrying about it, so you shouldn't worry about it.
Right? Hardcore. Yo, I saw this video on YouTube about how chicken McNuggets are made from McDonald's.
Oh, no.
Wait, how are they made?
Oh, no. We won't. Let's not digress.
I'm really not going to digress, but... quite,
oh, my goodness.
Let's just say I haven't eaten... at McDonald's. Oh, since I've seen that video, dude. Hardcore. Yeah, dude. Some chicken McNuggets. Number six, stop being concerned what the rest of the world says about you. Nasty people can make you mad. Nice people can make you happy. Heyo. Events or people are simply events or people. They can't make you anything. You have to do that for yourself. Whatever emotions arise in you as a result of external events, they're powerless until you pick them up and decide to act on them. True dat. Straight up. You know, something that a lot of people say to me and I get from so many people is like, you know, hey, Dave, this person made me feel this way. You're like, you know, oh, if it wasn't for that person, I wouldn't be feeling this way. You know, everybody hears it, you know, like, oh, you know, this happened today. And if that didn't happen, I wouldn't be really sad, you know, and I'm guilty of it too as well. You know, it's hard. It is hard to look past it to be like, oh, well, you know, that person put me in a bad mood. But really, you know, if you look at it in the large scheme of things, that person did not put you in a bad mood. You put yourself in a bad mood. That person is indeed an external force granting you with an opportunity for you to react in any way you choose. Therefore, you can react in, you know, a positive way or a negative way. Happy way, sad, you know, really, like Jeffrey, if I come up to you and I'm just like, you know what, Jeff, with all due respect, I think you're really mean. I think you're a
then
dick.
Then I'd say, fuck you.
There you go. Okay. See, or he can, okay, so be like, you know, Dave, I think you're really mean. Let's role play.
David, you're a really mean grumpy Gus.
Right?
And you really hurt my feelings a lot.
Right? So I can either take that in the opposite that Jeffrey did in the sense, and I can just be like, oh, shit, like, am I a mean person? And then you can be like, yes,
only to me.
Only to me. And I'll be like, you know, gosh. And then I'm going to walk home, then I'm going to be all sad, then, you know, Kevin's going to call me later, be like, yo, Dave, what up? How are you? I'm doing good, dude. You know, Jeff called me a grumpy Gus today, and I don't really know. It's really hurting my feelings. And then Kevin's going to be like, oh, dude, it's all good. It's all your interpretation. I'll be like, oh, for sure. You know. And then Kevin's going to call Jeff later and be like, what up? Jeff's going to be like,
hello?
Yo, what up? Kevin's going to be like, hey, how you feeling? Jeff's going to be like, good. I told Dave to fuck off today. Like, done. You know? like, great. Feeling great. Okay, well, we're not, you know, saying fuck off. Excuse the French.
Fuck off.
Fuck off. No, but for reals. Number seven, stop. Oh, I love this one. Stop.
Collaborate and listen.
Stop. Hey, stop keeping score. Numbers are just numbers. They don't have mystical power. Well,
numbers are just numbers.
What does
straight
that even
wisdom.
Mean?
Well, I don't know. I'd say, you know, the big thing is stop keeping score. In the sense of like...
Word.
Wise. Numbers are indeed numbers. No, stop keeping score. You know, in the sense of like, stop...
It perpetuates the notion of competition.
Yeah, right?
And it's like, yeah. Why do you need to compare one thing to another?
Like,
everything is different in its own right.
You know, and keeping score is metaphorical for a lot of things. You know, like, you know, guys, they walk around, they're like, ooh, my muscles are bigger than that guy's.
Yeah, right.
And it's like, dude,
you're
chill.
Comparing one to the other and seeing whichever is larger in magnitude or right. Quantity or
like,
whatever.
You know, centimeters, like whatever.
And, yeah.
And in the end, it decay. You know?
Yeah. It doesn't. Okay, because you're going to be dead.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Number eight, don't be concerned that your life and career aren't working out the way you plan. The closer you stick to any plan, the quicker you'll go wrong. Well.
What?
I don't know. Well,
yeah,
see.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah, I don't know. I got this from, you know, a
I'm drunk.
No. A self-help website, you know, for, you know, people and how to, you know, not mess up your life and, just, you know, stuff like that. So some of the things I really highly agree with and other things I highly disagree with. But, hey, that's okay. We can all mesh into one. Collaborate. Never hate. perpetuate. I don't know. What's Teen Trends with Dave and Rhymes.
Facilitate.
Okay, so, yeah, okay, so basically don't be concerned that your life and career aren't working out. That, you know, ties in with the same one as, you know, don't worry as much. You know, same thing. Same thing. That was...
Same deal.
Yeah, you know. Number two, let go of worrying. Same idea. Number nine, don't let others use you to avoid being responsible for their own decisions. To hold yourself responsible for someone else's success and happiness demeans them and proves you've lost the plot. It's their life.
It's my life. It's now or never. I don't want to live forever.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Touche. Number 10, don't worry about your personality. Be who you are. Done, son. You know, that was just like, 10 simple ways to dank your dank in the dank of dank.
Oh, no.
That was 10 simple ways to save yourself from messing up your life. It's true. I want to move on to some emails. Jeffrey, would you like to take the first email?
I'm going to take this email.
Do it.
Okay, here we
do
go.
Do it, Jeff. Do it, Jeff. do it.
They call me Stacy.
They call me that.
I don't know the rest of the words because I don't listen to that crappy song.
What's my name? Jeffrey, emails.
Okay. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Dave. What up, Dave? What up?
All right, okay.
What's up, OG?
Hey, Dave. I hear you talk on your show about aspects of spirituality and whatnot and how everybody should be happy. I have a question that I personally don't think you will be able to answer. Question follows.
Go.
If God knows I am hurting, why doesn't he help me? I am a 16-year-old male from Seattle, and I am very depressed. Explain that, Dave.
Yo.
Sounds like a challenge.
Hey, did he... Wait, what did he say? He said...
He doesn't think I can answer.
What's his name? Chaz?
Chaz.
Okay.
What up, Chaz?
Chaz, thank you for emailing me. I hate to say it, but I do believe that I can answer the question. I do. I have hope in myself. Do you have hope in me, Jeffrey?
I have hope in you.
You know, I have hope in you, and I have hope in Wednesday, too.
Oh, thanks.
Because I think we can all answer this question. I do. Now, you know, it all depends on your beliefs. It all depends on your philosophies. I can answer it for me, you know, and hopefully I can answer it for you as well, but I think that your philosophies may be a bit different than mine. You know, I believe that your question, the overall question here is, if God knows I am hurting, why doesn't he help me? Well, my answer is, you are God, Chess. In the sense of, and I'm not being facetious, I'm not being, sarcastic, being, oh, hey, you're God. You know, I'm not doing that. I truly believe that we are all God, that there's all a sense of, God within all of us. You know, I believe that I am God, Jeffrey's God, Wednesday's God.
I
believe that everything is of one. In the end, we are all one. So Chaz, to answer your question, you say, if God knows I'm hurting, why doesn't he help me? I say, why don't you help yourself? I say that God is you. Therefore, you have the power to create what you want to create. And you can help yourself the moment that you choose to do it, So that's what I say.
Yeah. I would say within the context of, if you're a Christian, that's great. But I believe in the Bible, it says that God is unwilling to help those who are unwilling to help themselves.
Right.
And so if you're really bummed out, and I don't know if you have... You said that you were depressed, and I don't know if that's the cause of your hurt or if it's a physical ailment that you're suffering that is the cause of your depression. But either way, until you stop pitying yourself...
True that.
And, I mean, it seems that right now, and everybody's... I mean, I do this too as well. You just kind of puts around in this despair and self-pity, and it's really, really, really digressive. It is the opposite of what it is that you need to do to be healthy and happy. And God is not going to help you if you are in that state. He's not going to help those who whine and complain and have no idea how to help themselves.
Because you don't allow it.
You don't allow it
for you to help yourself.
Exactly. And if you really wanted to help yourself, you'd be trying to help yourself as opposed to just laying down and submitting and assuming the position of a victim.
Right. Because
Yeah.
The moment that you perceive yourself to be the victim, that's when you
are the victim. You are the victim.
Touche. I'm going to read this other email. I don't believe this has anything to do with what we were talking about, but hey, if you have a question, you're always welcome to email me at teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. If you have cold sores on your mouth when giving oral sex, can your partner contract genital herpes? Mary Lou from Houston.
If they're just classical, if they're just simple cold sores and you don't have herpes. Genital herpes. I mean, that is a form of herpes.
Right.
And I don't know the different. There are many, many types of herpes.
Right.
But if you just have a simple cold sore and you have a history of cold sores and you've had that for your entire life, and you give your boyfriend a blowjob while you have a cold sore, he's not going to break out in herpes. It's a different strand of herpes.
Truth.
Different virus.
Truth. But at the same time, I would say get it checked out.
Anyways. Well, just to be safe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you have concerns that it could potentially be a sexually transmitted form of herpes, then by all means check it out. But if you've been getting, I mean, cold sore, I get cold sores.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And like a lot of people get cold sores, and it doesn't mean that, you know, they're just like have AIDS.
Or no. Yeah. For reals. So Mary Lou, my advice is, get it checked out and, you know, ask your doctor, you know. We aren't doctors here, but
we don't have Dr. Drew on the show.
Yeah, straight up.
Yet.
yet. Lols. Maybe we can score that one. Okay. This is from Taylor. Hey, Teen Trends. My friend thinks I have a drinking and drug problem. What should I do?
Stop drinking and taking drugs. Listen to your friends.
I'm sorry, Taylor, if you were emailing us, you know, hoping for sympathy in the sense of, oh, you know, just talk to your friend, be like, hey, I don't do drugs on a kid. No, we're not going to do that.
Well, she might, in her defense, she might, Taylor?
Yeah.
Taylor might not have a drug and drink. She could just have a friend who's totally
like
irrational.
Like, oh my gosh.
Like, oh my god, I can't believe you're just like, you just took a shot.
Like, seriously, like, you have a problem.
Yeah, right. Like, just because she gets drunk on the weekends. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Well, at the same time, getting drunk on weekends is a little excessive.
I would disagree.
Jeffrey,
you're of age to drink?
Well, if you're of age to
drink. Between the age of like 21 and 25. And
more
you
power
go,
to you. Drink every day if you want.
Go out on the weekends at the party.
Well, even if you're of age, I disagree because drinking does, you know, dude, alcoholics does like shitty stuff to your body and your spirit and your mind. It's just, I mean, on occasion, yeah, you know, every weekend, if you are of drinking age, like every weekend, sure, you know, like you go out, but, you know, my friend thinks I have a drinking and drug problem. What should I do? Maybe just cut down your consumption of drinking and your consumption of drugs. Like, you know?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Sit down and talk with her candidly.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. I want to get to one. I want to get to another email, guys. We just have so many emails
that we
have to get through.
Popular.
What is this?
I want to be popular.
Oh my goodness, Jeffrey. Oh my goodness. Here, Jeffrey, do you want to take this one?
Wicked.
Do you want to take this
one? Which one are we doing here?
Right.
Yeah, cool.
There.
All right. Everyone says to plan ahead about sex, but I don't know how to bring it up with my boyfriend.
Right.
How should I do it? What should I say? Helen, 17, Georgia.
Right. Well, you know, you got to just be straightforward with it and just be like, you know, I just be like, sweetie, we've been going out for a while. I think we can talk about this. Let's talk about sex. Done. Just approach him and just be like, you know, don't feel weird or anything. Like, I don't feel weird. I'm not awkward about this. You don't be awkward about this. You know, you and I are, you know, in this relationship. We have to talk about it, you know?
Totally. Yeah. So, yeah. Just be honest. Sit down and talk. If you want to, if you're, for whatever reason, compelled to fulfill any fantasies.
Right.
And he is a virgin, then you should just walk up to him one day and just say, I want you inside me.
Right.
And his jaw will drop.
Yeah,
and just
straight up.
And
one last thing to close this show, because we are running out of time. Dr. Michelle from On the Couch with Dr. Michelle. Everybody knows Doc Michelle. She says, take the opportunity, or take the expression of hope one step further. The new year is an opportunity to enjoy other positive emotions like gratitude, pride, and anticipation. Once you're done imagining the possibilities of the best you, try one or more of these rituals to ring in the future. Listen to your favorite memories and triumphs of 2009, 2010, whatever, you know, like 2009, 10, just like reminisce in past life and, you know, come into this year, including the big surprises, the small moments of pleasure, and the challenges you faced with courage. You can also let yourself imagine future events or experiences that will bring you pleasure or satisfaction. Make a list of 10 such things to look forward to in 2011. Think small and predictable, but nevertheless enjoyable. You know, such as new episodes of favorite TV shows, as well as big dreams that you can work towards, such as finishing writing your novel or a trip you'd like to take. You can also make a list of people, places, roles, and experiences you are grateful for as you head into 2011. Then pick at least one that you are going to give yourself permission to enjoy more thoroughly, whether it's spending more time on an activity or just taking the time to savor what you have. I would like to thank all of you guys very much for coming on the show. It is always a pleasure. Thank you, Jeffrey.
Merci beaucoup.
Thank you, Wednesday.
You got it, bud.
All right. This is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. You can check us out here at LA Talk Radio every single Sunday. And we are now on podcast. We are now on iTunes. Look us up. Download, subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes. Just type in Teen Trends and you'll see us. You guys have a wonderful Sunday filled with happiness, excitement, love, and laughter. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.